Hi, my name is John Weezy. I'm ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft, and today I have a chance to sit down via conference call and live meeting with John Challis, the CEO of Concept Searching. John, thanks for joining us, and why don't you give us a little bit of background on what Concept Searching does as a company and about your application.
Well, it's my pleasure, John. Essentially, what we do is we provide automatic document classification and tagging to documents in a wide variety of environments. But most of the interest today is on the SharePoint platform, and we've been providing an automatic taxonomy integration and classification service for SharePoint 2007 for some time now. And we recently upgraded to the 2010 platform, and I'm pleased to say that we can demonstrate our product working in the 2010 environment to you today.
Great. So before we dive into a demo, why don't you give us a little bit of background on how your product concept classifier, how was the process and what was that process like for you guys moving from SharePoint 2007 to 2010?
Well, there's really two answers to that. The first answer is in terms of porting the existing product. It was entirely straightforward. We were up and running on the 2010 platform very easily, using the by porting across the existing functionality. But let me explain what I mean by that. Essentially, there's no taxonomy capability built into SharePoint 2007. In other words, no facilities from Microsoft to create hierarchical metadata structures, or taxonomies as we like to call them.
Right.
And so our solution on SharePoint 2007 should really be considered an add-on. We add those functions to SharePoint 2007, we create the taxonomy metadata models, and then we automatically classify documents against those metadata structures, tagging the documents and populating SharePoint properties. And all of that is done using proprietary formats. So we create our own SharePoint properties in 2007, and we manage the taxonomy structure external to SharePoint. Now, porting all of that over to SharePoint 2010 was pretty straightforward. It was just a few weeks' effort for our team, and we had it up and running using the private Beta 1 release of SharePoint 2010 back in November, where we demoed it at the SharePoint conference in Las Vegas. But of course, what's important to recognize about SharePoint 2010 is that Microsoft has introduced enterprise metadata management. And using this new facility within SharePoint 2010, SharePoint administrators can now create hierarchical metadata models or taxonomies. And that structure is held within the SharePoint environment. So one of our key objectives on SharePoint 2010 was to stop holding the taxonomy structure external to SharePoint and to start using the internal metadata model that Microsoft has introduced. And, of course, that also means using the controls and property values in SharePoint 2010 that Microsoft is providing. So there were essentially two stages to the porting of our product. Stage one was to port the existing functionality, which took us just a few weeks. And stage two was the rather more complex activity of actually supporting the new enterprise metadata management model natively within our tool. And it turned out that was a slightly larger exercise. It's probably taken us 3 or 4 months to complete that exercise, which it's a significantly bigger development than the original port. But I'm delighted to say that today I'm able to demonstrate both of those things to you. So we can see examples of taxonomy structures that are maintained external to SharePoint. And there are situations, I think, where customers may still want to do that. But for those customers who want to take a SharePoint-centric approach to their taxonomy management, we are now fully supporting the new capabilities within SharePoint 2010. So customers can choose to do it either way.
Great. So that's a very interesting point there that a lot of companies, when Microsoft might add a feature or part of a feature into a product like SharePoint, might look at that as potentially putting you guys out of business, but you guys were able to take that and turn it into a win-win in that you still allow customers who want to keep it external to do so, but you've also taken advantage of some of the new functionality and turned that into enhancements that you've been able to do on top of that functionality for the customers.
Oh, yes. I think this is really important to talk about because, you know, I think the new features in SharePoint 2010 are the best thing that could ever have happened to us. Because what's going to happen is customers are going to start using the new SharePoint features to create hierarchical metadata models. And then, of course, they're going to ask themselves, how are they going to apply those metadata models to the documents within SharePoint? And you might have 100,000 documents in SharePoint or 500,000 documents in SharePoint. And if you create a nice, elegant taxonomy structure, then, of course, you're going to want to apply that taxonomy structure to all of your existing documents. And Microsoft doesn't provide any automatic document classification facilities within SharePoint. And this is our big opportunity. That's what concept searching does. And concept classifier for SharePoint adds that missing piece to the SharePoint 2010 platform by automatically assigning the metadata values based upon the taxonomy structures. So although Microsoft has created this ability to define metadata structures or taxonomies in SharePoint, the missing auto-classification piece creates a huge opportunity for an add-on vendor like ourselves.
Great. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and jump into a quick demo of Concept Classifier and see what you guys have done.
Okay. What I'll do, first of all, is I'll demonstrate taxonomy structure held external to SharePoint. And I think the reason customers might still want to consider doing this is because, of course, very often customers will want to use the taxonomy structure against a variety of content sources, not just SharePoint sources. So, for example, they may have content on the file share. They may have content in SharePoint 2007 for some time. They may have content on the intranet or indeed in SQL Server or other locations, maybe in Microsoft Exchange. And when they want to use the taxonomy against a variety of sources like that, then there may be an argument for keeping the taxonomy structure external to SharePoint. And I'll just show how we can do that option first. And then I'll show the second option that takes advantage of the new Enterprise Metadata Management and Term Store integration.
Okay.
So the first example, what we've done is we've added a taxonomy called IPSV to this document library. And you can see that we've tagged the documents with a variety of terms. And these are clickable links. So I can actually open up the library listing here and see how these documents have been tagged just by clicking these links in the document library and viewing the metadata. And for the owners of these documents, it's very easy to go through, select the Edit Properties menu option, and then when we go into an editing session, you can see that the metadata that we've applied appears in the standard edit template. And if I click Edit Classes, we can go into an editing session, and from here, the user can see where the tags appear in the taxonomy structure. And then if they want to, they can remove particular metadata entries if they want to remove entries they feel are not really applicable to this document. And just by picking additional entries from the taxonomy structure, they can apply additional tags if they want to.
Okay.
So although our system is a completely automated classification system, we don't stop authorized users making corrections to that metadata if they want to.
Sure.
And of course, if I click OK, we can immediately update the metadata for this document.
All right. And now this is data that's being stored externally then.
The SharePoint property data is in SharePoint. You can see here that you know, we've created a SharePoint property.
Yep.
So the metadata tags themselves are being stored within SharePoint. But the taxonomy structure in this case is not using the term store. It's using a concept searching metadata or taxonomy structure, which we hold in our own model in SQL Server.
Okay.
And that means that structure is available both within SharePoint and also for other sources external to SharePoint.
Right. So so you could have, say, an external application for managing the terms and the vocabularies that you have.
Yes, exactly. That's right, yes.
Okay.
But if we have a look, we can, because those SharePoint properties are indexed by Microsoft Search, then we can show you a faceted search example here. And this is basically the Coplex web part. We went out to Coplex and took the faceted search web part that Microsoft provides. We can show that working with this content. So if I do a cert for something like the subject of agriculture, then we can see a set of search results returned by the Microsoft search engine. And over on the right-hand side, you can see that we're producing a clustered or faceted analysis of the search results based upon metadata values stored in SharePoint. And that can include things like author, for example, or file extension. But this classifications entry is based upon the metadata from our taxonomy column. So you can see that the metadata we're storing in SharePoint is fully compatible with the Microsoft search engine and can participate in the faceted search analysis.
Great.
And the second example that we like to show is the taxonomy browsing example for those users who like to begin their search by browsing the taxonomy structure. Then we provide a concept search in control that allows the user to view the taxonomy structure, open up and drill down for detailed topics, and then when they pick a topic, like, for example, environmental protection, again, we can have the Microsoft search engine return the set of documents that have been given that tag.
Right. Okay. Very nice.
So that's the first example. This is essentially the legacy 2007 product ported to 2010.
Okay.
This time what I'd like to show is a demonstration that uses the new term store feature within SharePoint 2010. So if we look at another document library, this time you can see on the right-hand side we've got a fruit taxonomy, which is a bit of a development example here, but hopefully you get the idea. And what we've done is we've tagged these documents as being about various kinds of fruit. And this time, the property to the right-hand side of this document library is one that's provided using the native features of SharePoint. So this is no longer a proprietary SharePoint property within SharePoint 2010. This is the Microsoft format for a hierarchical metadata in the SharePoint environment. And you can see these documents have been tagged with various taxonomy entries. Now what I'd like to do is to show you how we've integrated these metadata values that were applied, again, automatically using the concept classifier engine. And this time I'll show you an integration using fast search for SharePoint.
Okay.
So if we do a search using fast search, what I've done here is I've retrieved a set of documents that are about acting tips in this particular case. And then you can see down the left-hand side the kind of faceted analysis that fast search can do. And we've got various metadata such as the document type, the author, the modified date, and so on. But if we look down a little bit further, we can see that the fruit taxonomy can participate in the faceted analysis that's going on from fast search. And again, this is no longer an add-on to SharePoint. This is native capability within SharePoint 2010. In this case, the fruit taxonomy is implemented using the native features of SharePoint 2010 built into the term store.
Right. Okay.
So although it looks very similar in terms of a user experience, the background plumbing is very different. In one case, we're adding taxonomy capabilities on as a kind of add-on feature to SharePoint. And in the second case, we're using the native taxonomy features introduced in SharePoint 2010.
Right. Fine. Shows us some really great examples there of how you can port an existing 2007 application over and also how you can take advantage of some of the new features in 2010 with your taxonomy and search products. I want to thank you again, John, for joining us today. And we look forward to talking to you again at some point in the future when we get to the next version of SharePoint.
Well, it's been my pleasure, John.